Blog Talk Radio.
Now it's time for some mind, body, and soul food with host Tanya Parker. Well, hello, hello, and happy Mother's Day. Welcome to Mind, Body, and Soul Food. I am your host, Tanya Parker, and I'd like to thank Gay Adegbolola, who brought us in with Hungry Woman Blues. I love that song so much, and Gay is truly amazing, formerly of Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Women, and her Hungry Woman just called out to me when I heard it years ago when it was time for this show and I needed something to come in on. She graciously gave me the green light to use it as I saw fit. So I'm so grateful to her because we know we have the cure for Hungry Woman and Hungry Man Blues on this show, where on first and second Sundays at 6, we dish up divinely delicious consciousness-raising creations to feed your mind, body, and soul. Before we get into our meaty show tonight, I'll share with you a little bit about myself. I help facilitate expression of one's highest self through divinely inspired and assisted holistic healing, teaching, and writing services. Now, that is like the nutshell version of a lot of things that I do, and the sacred offerings that I've offered over the past few decades and how it has all culminated into what I do today. And I have to tell you, of all the things that I do, one of my favorite babies, I'll say, that I have birthed is this show, Mind, Body, and Soul Food, which has provided an opportunity each month. It used to be once a month, now it's twice a month, to feed our listeners with mind, body, and soul nourishing information as we give voice to the vision of some amazingly gifted holistic healers and light workers. And I really couldn't do it if it weren't for the amazing support that's out there, all the people who have served as guests over the past almost 6 years, as well as the listeners who are so loyal, just so amazingly supportive. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And a shout out to those who tuned in last Sunday to hear Ty Johnson Anderson bring some powerful May Day messages. So if you missed that show or any of the others that we've had, I invite you to check them out on demand on Blog Talk Radio. So we all know today is Mother's Day, which always brings up mixed feelings within me, as well as for many others that I know. Now, I am so grateful that I have an amazing mom, 84 years young. And, you know, I have to say that I myself have never birthed a child. I have helped to raise two young men. I have oogobs of godchildren and goddoggies, and play daughters that their moms have been gracious to share. But I have to tell you, I spent the first part of my professional career as a mental health therapist, and I encountered so many situations in which children have been horribly abused, neglected, and or rejected by their mothers. And I have many friends and family who've lost their moms, and friends and family who are moms who have lost their children. And I'm close to several people who have longed to be a mom and were never able to conceive. And I know that Mother's Day can really be a day that triggers feelings for all of these situations. We often aren't aware of someone else's circumstances when we say Happy Mother's Day. We don't know what it may trigger. So I want to be clear. I said Happy Mother's Day at the top of the show, and that's shorthand, really. And I tend to say Happy Mother's Day to women, to men, to children of any status, because truly, you know, I'm very conscious about language, and I do want the recipient to have a happy day that happens to be designated as Mother's Day. And it's also an easy shortcut salute for my longer prayer, which is really, may we all allow Divine Mother energy to flow to us, through us, and as us. Let us give thanks for the many vessels who have been in our lives to birth, raise, nurture, guide, teach, comfort, heal, listen to, and love us. And that said, I know that many out there have nurtured many others, have birthed amazing ideas, but still long in a powerful way to experience motherhood by birthing a child. And I know that tonight's guest can relate to that. We are honored, and I know we are truly honored to hear the amazing story of her journey to experiencing miracles of motherhood and how she can help you to create life into that which you are called to create. So I am off of my little editorial, my little soapbox, my sharing. Without further ado, I want to give a warm mind, body, and soul food welcome to Tema Aziz Sirwa. Tema, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. What an amazing introduction. I'm sending love to everyone tuning in. I am so excited to be here.
It is such a blessing to have you. I was so thrilled when you said yes, yes. Like, oh, Tema's coming back.
Yes, fine. You were happy for anything. It's going to be a yes before I can even get to the end of it. I just adore you.
Oh, thank you. It's a mutual thing. You know, we'll be presidents of the fan club for each other, you know.
Right. I need a T-shirt, Tanya. I do.
Okay, a T-shirt. Okay, we'll work on that. You were here last year in March. I looked it up, and it's like, okay, Tema was here in March. It's been a little over a year, so I'm so glad to have you back. And I know that some people who were here last year remember you because people were talking about you and the show. They really were. But we have some new listeners since then, so I want to make sure that you share who you are and what you serve at your amazing healing table.
Yes, yes. So for those who are familiar, it's good to still connect with you. Those who are new, I am also known by many as Melinda Yule. That's the name that my parents gave me. Tema came in 2009 when my whole life changed. I created a movement called the Womb Sauna. That's my company. And I work specifically with women around womb health. I specialize with our method of vaginal steaming. I'm an herbalist, aromatherapist. I'm an ordained interfaith minister and initiated high priestess. There's so much that comes in terms of my gifts, but I really like to just affirm that I am that I am. And by walking in that truth, I am able to mirror the people that they are too, and that everything you need to get to the next level and be whole and healed in every area of your life, mind, body, spirit, bank account, whatever it is, you are able to do that. It's in you, and you are the missing piece to your puzzle. So that's really how I like to introduce myself. I have a long resume. I could go through all of that, but I would be nothing if all I had was those accomplishments and titles and didn't know who I was in my core, right? All that other stuff would be irrelevant. So
I
want to give you the most important part.
Awesome. Awesome. Yes, yes, yes. And, you know, before we go forward, I want to stop and let folks know they are going to want to call and talk to you. They are going to want to ask you a question, or they're going to want to comment on the amazingness of what you bring forth. So knowing that in advance, I am telling folks the call-in number is 917-889-7806, 917-889-7806, and we will open up the phone lines a little bit down the road. But next, I just want to let folks know that you have had a huge life shift since you were last here in March of 2015. So please share about your new status.
Yeah, so I birthed my baby girl, Zariel Jean Morrell, and the synchronicity that, you know, we're having this conversation is just mind-blowing because I was told in my 20s I'd never be able to conceive on my own, and that is what put me on my own healing path and into womb healing work was that diagnosis. They said I could only do it through in vitro. And I remember that moment. It was a defining moment in my life because everything in my body and my spirit did not agree with that. But I had no tangible evidence. Like, if you look at my medical file, there's no reason I should have been able to accomplish what I have with my motherhood. Initiation is what I call it. You know, I have felt like a mother for years. I use my faith as a key part of this journey. I would buy myself Mother's Day cards. I had an altar in my home that my husband and I would work on behalf of our children, and we would write letters to them. And there was a lot of intention because I was not a woman that could just lay down and get up pregnant. And so it was an 8-plus-year long journey for me. I had to leave one marriage and rebirth another. I mean, it was a lot that came with this journey for me. So I remember when I found out, I don't mind sharing how I found out, I was kind of disconnected. It wasn't that I was in denial, but it was like I was so surrendered that it wasn't a big deal for me. But my husband kept saying, babe, you're pregnant. And I was like, oh, you're always so affirmative and positive, dear. Thanks. <We're> great. I wasn't paying him no mind. And then we would go out to the mall or go out to eat, and people, little kids, were literally walking up to me and placing their hands on my womb. And I was like, whoa, my fertile energy must really be charged these days, right?
Yeah.
Still not getting the memo from spirit, right? It wasn't until I got off on Sunday mornings, I do a prayer call early Sunday mornings, and usually I get off that call feeling very rejuvenated and ready to go for the week. But that particular Sunday morning, I felt like I was feeling every emotion at the same time. I said, okay, what is going on with you? I just felt like all over the place, and I went to my shrines, and I pulled out my pendulum. And I went through a series of questions, and then something, it was like God tapped me on the shoulder, like, Tamer, ask if you're pregnant. And I did, and my pendulum swung almost saying, hell yes, duh. And then I went and took the pregnancy test, and sure enough, it was positive. And then I hollered and almost fell out.
Now, how far along was when you found out?
I was a month.
Wow.
I was a month, so I found out pretty early. And this was the other clue I had. I did my Reiki 2 with Jamila. And in that, I had a vision that I had a baby on my back in different parts of the world. And then before she brought us out of the meditation, I saw myself looking down at myself holding a baby. And I was like, whoa, that was so vivid. I was pregnant in that attunement, didn't even know it. I didn't even know I was pregnant then. So the universe was giving me all these signals, you know, was surrendered to it. I said, I want to come when it comes.
Now, you know, you mentioned Jamila, and that's Jamila White, who was a guest on the show for, let's see, February 7th, I believe it was, and she was giving messages of love. And Jamila, when she was on the show last year, I believe, we talked about her tendency to have these fish dreams. And when she has fish dreams, somebody close in her circle is pregnant. Now, did she happen to have a fish dream about you?
You know, I don't remember. I probably, because Jamila and I are very close. But I had had a reading from her right before I got pregnant, and the whole time she just kept saying, oh, my God, your child is right here. Like, she's like, I feel like your child is in the room. And shortly thereafter, I was pregnant.
All right now.
So she's great. She's so gifted. She is so gifted.
She is. She truly is. She truly is. And so, wow, that is amazing. That is amazing. And so it was 8 years, an eight-year journey of you holding the intention. How did you not get discouraged during that time?
I did. I would not be human if I was able to master that. I absolutely had days of depression. I had days of rage, envy, because I came through my mother's womb very awake. You know, it's not like I was born not knowing who I was. I started leading and serving at age six. I was six when I created my first organization.
Wow.
I was mothering my mother in some ways. I remember being a child, and we would play this game where she would be boo-hoo y'all, and she would pretend to be the child, and I would pretend to be the mother. My nickname in high school was Ma. My friends called me Ma. So everything about me, I knew in my spirit, I am mother, you know. But I did not understand. It was a blow to me when I got that diagnosis, when I had been married. I graduated from college, got married a month later, right? So I got married young in my first marriage. And I was ready to, you know, start building a family, but not at a conscious level. At that time, it was more so about this is what you're supposed to do. You get married and you start working on having kids. But my body was trying to take me deeper. And so there were days it was really hard for me. Seeing my friends get pregnant, seeing people, you know, have babies, decide to release them. I had some real emotions around this process. It was not easy all the time, but it was my faith that got me through. I didn't care how hard it got. My truth was I am fertile. I didn't care how many doctor's appointments I had. I went through seven reproductive endocrinologists.
Wow.
And they all were telling me the same thing. And I just said, well, I guess I need to go to somebody else. So, you know, I had no physical evidence that I was fertile. I just had my faith. And I just decided, despite how I felt, because I've learned a little bit. I'm still young, but I learned in this life that I'm not my thoughts, I'm not my feelings, and I'm not what I've been through, thank God. Because 9 a.m. I feel one way, by 9:15 that can change. So
right.
I had to get clear about my truth in this process, and my truth was I am already a mother. Once I got that clear, I began to treat myself as such. And that's when I would buy myself Mother's Day gifts. I was so sold on it that literally when I would go out and meet new people, they'd be like, do you have any children? I'd be like, yeah. So how old are your kids? Oh, they're not here yet. I was so... they were like, okay, that's different. It was my truth. I was so solid and centered in my truth. Even my friends who love me, to support me in this process, they would bring gifts to put on the altar for my children. So Zion was spoiled before she even got here physically. Like, she literally was born with gifts. They were here sitting, waiting for her. And so it took my spirituality. I know I could not be where I am right now without spirit in my faith.
Wow. That is an amazing story. So most definitely, I call you Baby Z. You've referred to her as that on Facebook, so I've just taken up Baby Z. So indeed, Baby Z is a miracle baby.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. When I think about my daughter, It reminds me of one of my favorite mantras, which is when the odds are stacked against you, redefine the odds.
I love that. I love it.
You don't have to take and accept everything that is spoken over you. It's not what you're called, it's what you answer to, right? So they call
right.
me infertile, but I ain't answer to that. It's like, whatever.
Right.
I know y'all doing your job, but you don't know me or my God, so let me keep it moving, right? So
Thank you.
Gotta
you
find a space within you. Whoever's listening, I just feel like you really got to hear this. You got to find the space within you where you are sovereign in your life. And that space is called choice. It's a decision. It's not a feeling. Some of us are waiting to feel different, to feel better, to feel happy. You're human. You're going to feel a variety of things while you're in this life. But the core of your truth has to go deeper than what you feel. And if you're bold enough and you can see this for yourself, your truth will take you to a space where even when everything around you is saying no, everything within you will say yes.
Because
you're that in alignment with your spirit.
You better preach, girl. You better preach. All right. Now,
I need an offer right there. That was good, huh?
Minutes.
Somebody want to pay for me? No, I'm joking. You took me back to the days in church where they run up and they put the money down.
Right, right.
No, that's really how I feel.
But what you're speaking really goes beyond motherhood. Because, you know, whatever it is that we desire, that we want to manifest, that we are called to do, that, you know, speaks to us and we feel that we can't get there, or we've been told the outer is saying no. You know, you're speaking to how we can generate that yes from within. And then the inner creates the outer. Most definitely.
Yeah, it's important that we choose. It's important that we choose our destiny. We're always waiting for something to tell us, something outside of ourselves to tell us who we are. But I believe, you know, that before we were even in our mother's wombs, we knew that we needed to come to Earth, which is the classroom, and sign up for the lives that we're living.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Even when we got in our mother's wombs, we were saturated and marinating in that truth, and then we're born and we got to recall all of that information. But
right.
You get to choose. You don't have to wait for things to line up a certain way. You get to take the position of lining them up. You have to wait.
It's more of an active process.
More
of an active process, yes, yes.
And if I can
just add
this last piece.
Real quick,
we need a break. I was going to say, for those of you hearing that saying yes, and you make it sound simple, sometimes we don't do that because we don't believe in ourselves. We really don't think we can do that with our own lives. But you got to just trust yourself.
And that's big.
Yeah, I wanted to throw that in.
No, thank you for that. One of my friends has always shared something. She says, I always thought I trusted God, and I trust God as it shows up as, you know, a certain person. I trust God as it shows up as a certain other person, but I don't trust God as it shows up as me, you know. And so trusting yourself is really, you know, realizing that we are all divine. God is within each and every one of us. And if we are not trusting ourselves, then that's a part of us that is not trusting God.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You can't give what you don't have, you know. So if you don't even trust the God within, you don't trust, how are you going to show up in the world trusting others? It's going to be difficult.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to remind folks that we are on with Tama, who was sharing her miracles of motherhood We're so excited to hear her amazing journey. If you have questions or comments, feel free to call in. The number is 917-889-7806. Again, that's 917-889-7806. Please make sure you press 1 to speak to the host, and then I will know that you want to talk with Tama. I'm reminding folks of that because there are some folks in the queue, and, you know, I don't know if they're just hanging out listening in the queue or if they actually have a question, because I will ignore them if they don't let me know. Or rather, I just won't call them
you don't
out,
know.
You know? If they don't indicate that they want to speak with you. So I can imagine that along this journey to motherhood, which was an amazing miracle in and of itself, that other miracles have unfolded. You know, as you say, you're working on your inner self. And when that inner self is aligning with the divine, then all sorts of things start to unfold and manifest. So can you share about other miracles that you have had to come along this journey towards motherhood?
Yes, that's such a great question, because my joke when I was pregnant was, I feel like Jupiter. You know, Jupiter is the biggest planet. Everything is blowing up in my life, my uterus, my bank account, everything was getting big.
Okay, that's your T-shirt, Tama.
Yeah, that's the T-shirt. Did we just get it? Okay, let me put a note.
Yeah.
Mark it down.
Be like Jupiter.
Be like Jupiter. Hashtag Jupiter, right?
Right.
So,
right.
Yes, I must say that one of the biggest shifts was, it was twofold. I was already working on being confident, walking in the truth of who I am, but something happens when you feel life within your body. It amplified my intuition. It amplified how I communicated or did not communicate. It changed my social circle. Being pregnant and manifesting this child absolutely had an impact on my financial situation, my material wealth. I always heard babies come with blessings, but no, they really come with blessings. I got a new car. I'm making more money than I've ever made in my life as an entrepreneur. And I had real anxiety about that, Tanya. I didn't know what mompreneurship would look like for me. I remember saying, you know, I'm not in corporate America. I haven't been. This August will make 5 years since I've been in business. And I remember saying to my husband, like, there's nobody to give me a framework for maternity leave and tell me what to do or pay me even for taking time off to be with my child. So even my faith had to show up within that. And I remember being in labor, laughing because PayPal notifications were going off on my phone while I was in labor. and I was like, how dope is that? Like, I am so blessed. I'm taken care of. And I didn't have to worry about anything at all in terms of taking care of this baby because she literally came with blessings, gifts from all over the world. People were shipping stuff from Britain for this baby. I didn't even know, Tanya.
Wow.
So that was a big shift for me in my consciousness about money. Big shift for me because I remember having a mom who worked 3 jobs and overextended herself. See, I come from a lineage of women who are overworkers and alpha women. And so to see myself in a space of rest and be more financially secure than I've ever been in my life, that was a huge shift for me. And I love that experience now, birthing, knowing I never have to worry about money.
You know, that's a big thing because as an entrepreneur, as a spiritual entrepreneur especially, you know, there can be a concern that the question arises, do we have permission to stop and have children? Do we have permission to get sick? Do we have permission to go on vacation? Because, you know, we got to keep working for the income to keep coming in. All these messages that have been created around working for oneself. And
that's
to
so
hear.
Huge.
Yes, yes, to hear your experience. I got a visual when you talked about the PayPal notifications coming in as you were in labor. I love it.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
I testify that I am truly a woman who makes money in my sleep. That's a testimony because I know what it feels like to be evicted. I know what it feels like to open up my fridge and have no food. But I had to learn throughout the years who my source is. I used to think that my job paid my bills. That's why I stayed in corporate America unhappy as long as I did. And I thought that by going into entrepreneurship that I had freed myself. But I learned that I was too attached to my business being my source of income. I am now in a space where I realize that God truly is my source. I have literally walked out my house and seen money outside my door. I've gone to Kmart, bought a storage bin, and it had $100 in it. Like, I don't care how the universe pays me. I am not attached. I do not need to control that. It can come through my business. It can come out the sky. I don't care. I just know that every day is my payday. That's my mantra.
Oh, I love that, Tame. I'm going to borrow that. You know, I'm sitting here. My
you can
hand
have it,
is
girl,
up in the air. I'm just waving like I'm in church, girl.
I am not attached. And when I work with my clients, when they come in for their themes and stuff, my expression of vaginal theming comes with personal development work. So in between their sessions, they have stuff they have to do. So the ones who come in with what I call that poverty mindset, I tell them, go home, pull out your Excel spreadsheet or whatever you use as your budget, and I want you to print out all of your financial responsibilities, total everything up, print it out, put that on your altar or in your sacred space, and ask the universe if they can't afford that amount. And they look at me like, because we know the answer to that in our spirit. So when you go through that process, it takes away the excuses we come up with for overworking ourselves. And I've seen way too many what I call empowerment professionals, light workers, burn themselves out in the name of servanthood, in the name of, well, I have to underprice things because people won't understand the value because of the nature of my work. I'm going to just say it as candidly as I can. It's bullshit. The truth will set you free. You are underpricing because you don't believe in the gifts that God has given you and that they can financially support you. And if you change that story, you give the universe permission to honor where you your consciousness is. Because the universe is so courteous. It's not going to give you what you can't see for yourself. No, so we gotta see. We gotta see some money. I need somebody to see some money for me. I like to see myself rolling in it, feet up in the air, unapologetically. You know, because some of us have guilt. We've grew up in families where they criticize people with money. They criticize people with the Bentleys. And all of that. So we got to just process some of that stuff and change that narrative. Yeah.
I hear that. I know that is right. Wow. Now, you were mentioning what you a little bit about what happens when you do the steams and some of the other work. Tell us a little bit more about the transformational healing work that you do with women.
So, you know, it started as me being known just for the vaginal steaming. When I got started, it wasn't on reality TV. It wasn't on the internet. And so I remember being nervous trying to explain this to women. But basically what happens is you sit on a stool that's open at the bottom, and there are herbs that are heated. And we use a 3-Kate method where you're covered from your neck to the ground. and you get a full body sweat, and the womb sauna offers 25 plus health benefits for your mind, your body, and your spirit. So women come to me usually because they are dealing with things like fibroids, infertility, or, you know, hormonal imbalances, painful cycles. But then we start talking about daddy issues. We start talking about heartbreak. We start talking about unforgiveness. And I help them understand why their body created the imbalance to begin with, which is usually always connected to an emotional or spiritual issue that's been ignored or unresolved.
Mm-hmm.
But once we get to the root of it, what happens is not only does their body recover, not only do they see the physical symptoms release and they heal, they change their entire lives. So I've had women get up off the pot. And they go get their money. They go get their husbands. I mean, literally, they call me excited about how what we do in the womb sauna changes their life. And so that's what I do with women.
Wow. That is
beautiful.
Yeah,
and I service one-on-one because it is deeply intimate. And so it's not a typical spa treatment. I work in my home one-on-one. I maintain a very sacred space. And we, you know, get to the root of things and heal.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. You make money in your sleep. Now, when you're sleeping, you're not doing one-on-one healing.
Same.
But you have had things to come forth to be birthed from this process. What are some of the other things that you do?
So one of the big things that we've had success with is the Womb Sauna University. And I birthed a space where people can go online 24/7 all throughout the world and take different courses on health and wellness, anything that will add value to your life and being a better person. And so we have – I train and certify people as Womb Sauna practitioners. That's hosted on the Womb Sauna University. We just had a big success. We're now in 7 countries. By practitioners in 7 countries. But we also have over 300 students on our online university, and we're constantly growing. So some people just take one individual class. Some people take a training program. We have an aromatherapy training course on there. But my vision was to leverage technology in a way that would empower people. And so the Womb Sauna University is a way we've been able to do that. The other thing that we do is I do a tour where I travel every year. I thought I was going to take a break this year, but I'm going to have to tie Zaria to my back and keep it moving.
Did you have the vision of that?
That was my vision, though. It's funny. The universe was eavesdropping. They said, we're going to make it happen. So I speak, you know, I go to different places and just empower the people and share my truth. I also train in different areas and do sister circles, stuff like that. So I'm getting ready to announce that, as well as the retreat that we have coming up. So those are the other pieces of my movement that's happening right now.
And what a movement it is. Girl, you are doing the thing. Yes, you are.
Thank you so much. It was a process, and when I reflect, I'm just deeply grateful.
You know, I was mentioning to someone today, I often go around quoting A Course in Miracles, and I was just acknowledging her process that she had shared. When we're healed, we're not healed alone. And so it brings me so much joy to see people go through their healing process and to see what's manifested for you, because I really do believe in the Great One and this collective consciousness. And I know that when you get your healing on, I get my healing on. You know, it's something in it for me and for this person and this person and this person. So I am just so thrilled for that, for the work
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that, Tanya, because in the reading with Jamila, actually, one of the things she said was my baby was going to bring other babies. And so when I was pregnant, like 5 of my other clients were pregnant, we were literally like a month apart, and we were all dropping these babies last year. And I thought about that, just the power of how things work behind the curtain, if you will, with God. We really are connected that way.
Wow.
We really are.
That is amazing. So you had some folks who managed to manifest babies. What are some other success stories that you've had through the transformational work that you do?
So I've had women who, you know, of course, were diagnosed infertile, or because they were having their children later in life, you know, their doctors felt like they shouldn't or couldn't get pregnant after one session. I've had women with chronic miscarriages be able to hold their babies and have healthy full-term pregnancies. So that's one aspect of it. I truly feel that what's happening in the United States in particular around infertility is a big message from spirit. You know, I've done a lot of community work around this with an organization called Resolve, and there's over 75 million men and women diagnosed in America as infertile. 75 million.
Wow.
I said, God, what is the message? I remember with black women in particular, we used to be known as the most fertile women on the planet. We just roll over and get up pregnant. But those days are gone for a lot of women. I was one of them, right? So I said, what is the message? And what I feel in my spirit is that we have to be more intentional around how we bring these children in, because look at the world we're bringing them into and how it's changing and what work they're going to have to do on the planet. So, yes, we have to be more mindful about what we eat. Yes, we have to be discriminatory about whose DNA we're going to receive to create this baby. Yes, I mean, all these layers to it. We got to do the work.
Right.
We got to do the work.
No,
and so that's what I, you know, help women do. They do the work and they get pregnant like that.
You know,
it's amazing.
I'm trying to think when it was. I don't know if it was 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Our Mother's Day show was an acupuncturist from the UK. And I'm just blanking out on his name right now. But he, you know, his claim to fame was having gotten over 1,000 women pregnant. And really what that was he helped them to create healing circumstances in their life, which may or may not have pertained to the physical or not, so that it provided a welcoming space for the baby to come through after being diagnosed as infertile. And so, you know, you are doing that work too. You have different tools, but it's doing the work. And looking at it, it's lifestyle. It's beyond physical in so many situations, and we know that the mind and body and spirit are connected. So I applaud you for seeing that connection and doing the work to help so many people out there, men and women, to, you know, become parents.
No, thank you. You know, one common denominator that I found, and it was challenging for me at first, in all transparency, everybody who came to me who wanted to have a baby, as we worked together, we would sometimes uncover that they weren't really needing to do that in some situations. Because there's a difference between being destined to parent in that way versus trying to become a parent to address something. So a lot of times women would come to me thinking, by having a baby, that will bring more love into my life. And I would say to them, why are you putting that energy out, that weight on your child? They're not even here yet, but they got to come into the world so you can feel more loved. God is making us change that story. Whatever is broken within us, we have to fix so that our children can inherit new legacies.
I did a
talk on this on YouTube where I made a request to my elder women, I said, it's not okay, Mama, for you to become seasoned in life and just pass your stuff on to your daughter while you're still alive. You don't get a pass to stop doing your evolutionary work just because you passed 70. You know, we still need you.
Mm-hmm.
We still need your mothering. Mm-hmm. Right? So I think part of that is a part of the conversation around those who are wondering, well, what do I need next in this process of stepping into motherhood? It could be that you need to master unconditional love towards yourself.
Yes.
That was the last piece of the puzzle in my journey, unconditional love towards myself and my partner. I knew how to receive his unconditional love. I did not know how to give it. I didn't. Loved him, but I had a list of stuff that could separate him from my love like that.
Mm.
And I remember 2 years before Zariel came, being intimate with my husband and feeling the energy of a child. And it was the middle of the morning, and I said, whoa, am I getting ready to be pregnant? I could just feel it, you know. But I heard a still voice say, Mommy, I see how you love my daddy. I said, oh, shoot. Here comes the accountability. Oh, shoot.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not half of him. I don't think it's time for me to come yet. And that was humbling for me.
Wow.
And so then I had to do all of this work around learning how to love unconditionally. It was one of the hardest things I had done in my life because I didn't realize how strong my ego was and my fears.
Mm-hmm.
But once I made a covenant with myself and God, I said, God, if you give me the resources and the tools to learn how to do this, I will do it. 2 months later, I was pregnant.
Mm.
2 months later. I had been doing this for years, trying to figure out what's the missing piece of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the last leg of the journey. That unconditional love is important. These babies need to come in on a very high vibration for what's getting ready to happen in the next age on this planet. We got to do our work. We got to do it.
Yeah. I agree with that, yes. And when they come in, you notice the kids today, you know, they are not like the babies and the toddlers and the young children that we were or that we encountered in the past. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
Like many of them come in with a remembrance of who they are, the truth of who they are. And a lot is on their shoulders, that's for sure.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah. So we got to be ready in this world. We got to be ready.
Got to do it. Got to do it. Cause they come in and they're master teachers. They come and they're going to show you your stuff. I realized that with my goddaughter. She's getting ready to turn 11. But she was saying to me at 2 years old, God is the sun and Mother God is the moon and the kids are the stars. I was like, what are you talking about?
Wow.
She was calling me.
Wait. How old is she?
Two? She was two talking like that. So these babies are coming with some stuff. They're coming with some powerful things. We got to prepare for them.
Yeah. And look, they remember the things that many of us have forgotten and need reminders of. You know, they could certainly teach lessons and love and compassion to some of the adults that we see in the media, but we won't name any names right now, but we send love and light and prayers up.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. Wow. Well, what an amazing miracle to have your baby to come forth. I love what you said about you have to raise the vibration. You have to have the love there. If you think that you have to bring a baby in to have more love, that automatically puts you in a position of lack. And in a position of lack, that is not a position from which you want to manifest.
Mm-hmm.
Feel that. Yeah.
That is so true.
So create that love. Create that love. Have it present. And then that's the warm, cozy, loving, comforting space for that child to want to come into. I hear that. I hear that. Wow.
And there's so many ways to mother, and I love that you started the conversation with that, Tanya, because I work with women who've had partial or full hysterectomies. I've worked with women who do need to leverage reproductive technology and assistance with birthing their babies. So I am not the type of wellness practitioner that works in a box. I'm really taking a good look at what's going on in your specific situation. But I've also worked with a lot of women who are already mothering. They're in our public school systems. They're dealing with their nieces and nephews in the family who may not have the kind of mother that they need to reach their full potential, right? So what I learned in my journey, there's a book called Spirit Babies, which helped me a lot. And each chapter talked about this guy's channeling communication from babies that weren't born yet. He's spoken to babies that were aborted. He spoke to babies that were adopted. And what was beautiful about that book and the message of it in summary was that these children were very intentional about who they chose to come through and how. So, yeah, they may have chose the crackhead daddy and the alcoholic mama, but they knew that there would be a grandmother in that bloodline rooted that they would connect to. I thought that was so powerful, just in the book, the way he laid out some of the things he learned. And they knew that that grandma would help them master their life lessons. So sometimes we get caught up in the perfect conditions, but whatever the answer is for you, I want you to know it's in spirit. If you go and you have a conversation with yourself and with the God in you, you'll get clarity about your process, and you may discover that you're already what you think you need to become, which is mother.
Yes, yes, yes. I can relate to that. And wow. You know, you just inspired me to look up this book, Spirit Babies. I have got to get this book. I am so interested. That is fascinating as a topic to me. And let's see if I can get this person on the show.
Well, you know what? I think he may, the author, I can't remember his name off the top of my head. I think he may have transitioned.
Okay.
But what I'm seeing is there are other people who write of it too. Mm-hmm. But he's inspired a whole movement. And he taught people how to do spirit baby readings. I do that as well. I channel communication from children who are not born yet. And it's been powerful working with women. They say, what do I need to know? Whether you're pregnant or not. Some women, mostly pregnant women, come to me because they want to hear from the child from the womb. But I've also supported families who want clarity, you know, about are we even supposed to birth children and that kind of thing. So that's a great book. If it's not in your library, listeners, absolutely go check it out.
Thank you for that heads up. I appreciate that. Wow. Tama, I don't know where the time has gone. You know what happens when we get to talking, girl.
I know. We could go on and on and on.
But, oh, my gosh, your story has been so amazing. And I just want to give you an opportunity to do a couple of things. One is to have you share any final wisdom for women out there who are encountering challenges on their road to motherhood. And also, we need to know how to find out more information about you and how to connect with you.
Yes, yes, yes. For any woman who is saying, God, when is it going to be my turn? Is this even for me? Know that desire is the seat of your feminine power. What do you want? And why do you want it? And if you can get to the root of that, you will learn so much more about yourself and how powerful you are. And the universe wants you to get clear. Because, see, it's nothing worse than, like, seeing somebody at a restaurant changing their order all the time. It holds up everything in the kitchen, right? So spirit is waiting mm-hmm. for you to place a clear order and get very clear about what you want and why you want it. The why is important. Because some of us want mm-hmm. things that are rooted in our pain.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens mm-hmm. the day that you're pain-free and you begin to attract things to your life from your seat of power, from right. pure desire and bliss? Let that be the foundation for your journey with motherhood. And I also just want to say I have some amazing opportunities to support that. You know, we have mm-hmm. Elevation Weekend coming up August 11th to August 14th in Marysville, Maryland. I was able to get 300 acres of plushness
mm-hmm.
for women to come and spend 4 days literally elevating your consciousness, changing your pain story, doing the necessary self-development work to change your life. And so to learn more about that, you just go to myelevationweekend.com. We're going to have amazing speakers and all of that. Great things going on. And if you just mm-hmm. want some one-on-one time, you go to thewombsauna.com, and you'll see my calendar there on the appointment tab, and you'll see more information. My bio is there as well. And you can book directly through the website, or you can place a call and say, I have some questions. I was on the radio show with Tanya and you, and we'll go from there.
Wonderful, wonderful. Ooh, girl, this was amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming back on a year and 2 months later, a baby mm-hmm. later.
A whole baby.
Yeah. This journey, you know, experiencing these miracles to motherhood, it has been such a blessing. I feel so inspired. Mm-hmm. And I advise if there are folks who tuned in late to go back to the beginning and tune in. You don't want to miss anything from what Tama has shared. So thank you. Thank you, my sister. Mm-hmm. For
you are so welcome.
Sharing this journey. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank
and
you for having
like,
me.
Oh, always my pleasure. Always my pleasure. Yes. Hey, keep manifesting, girl. I'm waiting
mm-hmm.
for the world wants to know all about this journey. Mm-hmm. You heard
I'm
it.
I'm on it. Okay, okay. I love that reminder. Thank you, Spirit, for dropping that in.
Okay. Well, I would like to invite listeners to tune in again next month for the first and second Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for more Mind, Body, and Soul Food. On the 5th, we'll have 3 returning guests, more of my powerhouse healing friends. And that will be Andrea Winger, Reverend Anthony Farmer, and Reverend Renee Kahina, all Reiki Master teachers, and a lot more. But they will be on hand for our very first Radio Reiki Share. So be prepared for some powerful healing to flow through them to you. And we're still working on programming for a second Sunday, waiting to hear if another returning guest whom I adore will be able to be on then or the following month. But in the meantime, I invite you to tune in to Blog Talk Radio on the 4th Sunday each month to HMI Radio and the Let's Talk program. And that features my partner, Anem Aboyo-Bay. And on 5/22, the topic will be Yoga Behind Bars with Angie Still. And that is going to be absolutely delicious. Contact me, Tanya Parker, Tanya at mindbodyandspiritworks.com for more information about my services. Thanks for dining at the Mind, Body, and Soul Food table.